This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest on the Kennedy ballot case. The Wisconsin Supreme Court announced Friday they will be deciding whether or not Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will need to remain on the ballot. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will be trying to reach a decision as expeditiously as possible, as election clerks have already begun sending out absentee ballots with Kennedy's name on them. Kennedy has been trying to remove his name from the ballot in battleground states in an effort to not take away votes from Donald Trump, whom he endorsed in August. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we won't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he doesn't know if he'll play Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of boxes, obviously. I think getting back to practice and doing that and just, you know, feeling what it feels like to take those drops, being the live fire, things like that. But, you know, like I said, we're taking it day by day. The trainer's doing a great job kind of monitoring me, seeing how I'm doing and how I'm reacting to everything.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream. Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, hit me, cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade.
Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete and Masonry. Check out their work at nativeconcretemasonry.com, and give Chuck a call at 612-597-0421.
Hey, let me just give a quick shout-out, too, before we get to our guests. We are here at the Minnesota State Fair at the West End Market, and tomorrow Haley will be joining me. And we're at the Native Roots Trading Post doing a brisk business here, all except for the rain. But we are so happy to see Robert Lilligren. Welcome, as always, Robert.
Yeah, bonjour, Robert. Bonjour, Haley. It's great to be here. I always appreciate having me on, and I wasn't quite sure where you were, Robert. I know you get around. You're at the Democratic National Convention. Now you're at the Minnesota State Fair. You're just a well-traveled guy.
Well, you know what Governor Wall said last night, you know, we're not going to rest until we're dead. So I guess that's what I'm doing. And it's great to talk to you. And let's talk a little bit about what happened. I was there Monday and Tuesday. Cool. And last night, I was crying most of the night. So, really.
Same here. And just you could tell the convention hall was just full of emotion. The speeches were beautiful and heartfelt, from the super celebrities like Oprah to Walt and then his family. It was just really special. And you can just feel the energy, even through the TV. I'm watching it on TV. But I remember I was at the Democratic National Convention in 2008 in Denver when then Senator Obama got the Democratic nomination. And it, from what I can see on TV, it looks like there's that feeling in the hall there where you know you're making history, you know you're doing something special. I can't wait to hear Kamala Harris's speech tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was exciting, too, was the other 2 days and all the speakers, you know, Robert F. Kennedy or John F. Kennedy's grandson, Jimmy Carter's grandson, I mean, I love History Robert, and it was just really fun and amazing to see those speakers and then be around all that energy.
Right. I'm sure. I can't wait to hear more about it. And if you remember, even in 2008, which is now 16 years ago, which kind of blows my mind, but, you know, at the convention, so 16 years ago, I would have been, 40-something, 44 or something like that. So I was kind of in the generational bridge, right? But there were party elders there that were very aware that there was a new electorate and that the role of party people was to how to hand this over, right, in a respectful, responsible way to the new electorate. And people were very deliberate about that. And then after a couple of terms of President Obama, that kind of submerged for a minute there, right? But that new electorate is roaring back, and I can't wait to see what happens this November.
Yeah, absolutely. Just amazing. The vibe was cool. And Peggy Flanagan, our lieutenant governor, was on the podium introducing people. I got a selfie with her. I saw Tom, saw all these people. And then last night, the delegation, the Minnesota delegation, wouldn't leave. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I didn't. I did. They wouldn't leave the auditorium?
Chanting as I'm watching MSNBC, they had them on, and they were cheering for a good 45 minutes to an hour after the whole convention was over.
I love it. Yeah, the Minnesota delegation can be fired up, right? That's I remember, again, my one experience at a national convention, and we had the most diverse delegation of any state, diverse racially, diverse gender, and diverse by age. We had the youngest delegate in the convention, and we'd come in, and, you know, it was just out of control, loud. You know, we had Archie Ryback, our then mayor, as one of our chairs, and he's such a great sort of cheerleader, rabble-rouser, and people would be like, this is Minnesota? This is the Minnesota delegation? And we're like, damn right, this is Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly. It was. And I saw our mayor of St. Paul leading the cheers, so I know what you're saying. And we had Obama and her husband on, and amazing.
Those Obama speeches were fire. I mean, that was amazing, especially Michelle Obama. And I had a political friend over, and we were watching the convention. And just when Michelle was introduced and just the way she walked out, and I said to my friend, I said, she is going to throw down. And she sure did. That was probably the best speech of hers I've ever seen.
Yeah, I totally agree. It was crazy. Totally crazy. And I, you know, just seeing all these superstars too. I got, you know, I'm the old selfie king back in the day, Robert, and seeing all these, I was kind of lurking around and jumping out there and getting selfies with all these people that really mean a lot to democracy and ourselves.
Sure. Oh, so cool. So cool. And then I also know, you know, we see what we see on TV, you know, sort of prime time or it runs over. But when you're there, there's so much more going on, you know, both within on the convention floor and then in caucus meetings and trainings and networking and events. It's a very rich experience.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just really proud to be a Democrat and being out there. There's some protesting going on, but, you know, I love talking about my maturity as a voter. Is I'm not a one-person voter. I mean, one subject. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't be. And, I mean, if we had a, you know, a parliamentary multi-party system, proportional representation, that might mean a bit of a different thing. But in our two-party system, our fundamentally two-party system, you know, you kind of have to pick. And I really appreciated Michelle Obama's statement about, you know, we can't be Goldilocks voters, right? We can't wait till everything's just right. We got to get out and vote.
And absolutely.
That's really good guidance.
Yeah, well, you know, you've been around for a while and you've been to these conventions.
I know I'm old, Robert. You don't have to remind me.
I didn't say you've been around a long, long, long time. No, but you've been around, and this is, like you said, a replay of 2008 and
And it's really exciting that we can get our young ones involved, because really some of our young voters have never seen anything other than Trump and that mess. And right. We got to go back to civility and also be positive and happy, like what's happening now with the Democrats.
Right, right. And that is so true. And even early on in Harris's presidential campaign, the word joy kept surfacing, you know, and it's like, yeah, I'll take joy. I could use a little joy these days. And what's wrong with that, right? Like we can be happy, right? We have to give ourselves permission almost. It's been so grim for the last years between the Trump presidency and then the COVID and, you know, the situations in Israel and Gaza. I'm ready to find something to be happy about, and I'm very happy. And, you know, now as we're looking at polls, you know, there's momentum, right, on the Harris side, and that's going to keep growing with the focus on the DNC, and then there's always that lift right afterward. But when you get into the polls, there's very encouraging news there. And for example, in Arizona, Harris is now up 25 with Hispanic Latino voters. And so those are kind of some kind of bellwether demographics within the polling are really indicating positive things.
Hey, we're here with Robert Lilligren. Let's take a quick break and talk some more. We also have Governor Evers coming up too, so maybe we'll take a quick listen to him and get back with our friend Robert. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio live at the fair. Come see us. Oh, wow.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of